I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
So, how long can you hold your breath underwater? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. We humans need an oxygen tank to go scuba diving. What would a lizard use? Christopher Botcha at University of Toronto, Canada, and an international team study small anole lizards, and they noticed something strange. The lizards were able to stay underwater for over 15 minutes. What gives? To find out, the researchers gently held the anoles underwater and observed their technique. Don't worry, the swimmers could come up whenever they wanted. The lizard's secret? Two words, nose bubble. Our scaly friends form an air bubble close to their nose that lets them rebreathe, like a scuba setup. The researchers think it works because their skin is water-resistant. The non-stick surface makes it easier to form a bubble. Botcha thinks nose bubbles evolved when anoles started living by streams and diving for food. Sometimes a good meal takes time. Now, where to buy a tiny wetsuit, goggles, and flippers? So cute.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at LOHDOWN.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.